This is a session with Bob Carolyn and Ion, being recorded on Carolyn's birthday, March 20th, copyright 2020, starting at 11:29 a.m. And we all wish happy birthday to Carolyn. We're glad she was pretended to be born and picked good timing and had to do it now. So we would then say, greetings, Ion.
Greetings, one and all.
Do you want to say some things, Carolyn? Are you ready? All right, so what's in the background there? Why is music in the background?
Oh, that's the tech body.
Can you go into another room or something, or turn it down?
I will have to, because the tech body's driving.
Yeah, can you turn it down?
Well, maybe. We'll see. We got a lot of listeners, Bob. We got a lot of listeners we got to tend to, Bob. So we can't be all selfish just about you. Even though it is about you, we can't be all selfish. It will have to play, but we will get away from it. Make it blow. Sometimes we make it go really, really, really loud. We can do that too.
Right, but you can turn it down. That can be done.
It is down presently.
Yeah. With Dukes and Non-Physical, could you turn it down?
We don't want to.
I don't think you could.
We're showing them what to do. This is the completion. There wasn't enough tech body to run it. It was just a splash. It's the window blowing.
Are you talking about Dukes? Are you talking about Dukes?
Yep. We didn't have enough power then.
Let me get some basics. Are you saying, I think on Dukes, it was always playing in the house. You couldn't turn it down. Am I right? With the Dukes?
That's correct. Correct. It would blare.
But now, there's more better technology. You can turn it down. You can at least turn it down.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so it's down. Good.
And sometimes it can go like this.
It comes on. You got to turn it down again.
It blasts.
Yeah, it goes on again, and you have to turn it down again. Am I correct?
It goes to the house where it has a thump, and it makes the wall shake. It can do that, too. Good to be alive, Bob.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Can you make it turn? You have to go. It can break through your turn-down volume.
It does.
Yeah, so then you constantly have to turn it down. Okay.
We have to adjust it because we don't have all of it yet. Yet.
You only have 8/11ths? Are you talking about the tech body? You only got 8/11ths?
Okay. Yet.
Here's my first question.
Yet. Your first question is yet. Okay, yet. That's the magic. Go ahead.
Okay. Two nights ago on Tucker, the guy from Paris with the black hair talking about their breakthrough, which I think Gilead is connected to, the malaria thing, J.W. heard him say Mir. He's explained it came from Mir a long time ago. Then he rewinds and the guy said Mir. Now, we can't hear it now. It's not available. And when I heard a replay, they have a little bit of it. They don't have it all. Did Ion hear something referring to Walter Fishman and Carolyn's Mir? Did he hear that?
Yes.
How?
No. We do not want Carolyn Dean in the corona conundrum. She cannot involved in that foolishness. No way possible.
Okay, so I get it. You guys deleted the mirror part.
Yeah, it got out twice, and then they leaked it out again. So we had to kill it again.
And that would be like the next day. Trump never said it, did he?
He never said Mir. He talked all about the drug. The drug was like from the 50s. It's just a simple quinine-based drug.
So what was it? Let's hear, how did Mir? Did someone just can read Walter's patent and then they can invent their own thing, work around it?
No, it isn't even based on that. It's about the viral load. Carolyn knows better than anybody. It's what it does. It takes the whatever the condition
is. Okay, no, but you need to explain. You just said they mentioned Mir. Now you're saying Mir had nothing to do with it. So what
Mir is how you address the viral load of anything. They were using it for the HIV and other stuff, but it's how you address the viral load, and a human needs that. So all this drug does is address the viral load of COVID-19 in the meat sack. So it's just a reference, an empirical reference of the technique, not about Mir itself.
Well, what do you say to that, Carol? Does that make sense? Yeah, like it's a ref. What did Mir? Did Mir do something new and original?
No.
Why would they refer to it then?
Because it's with a reference.
No, no. The reference
was
of what?
Was it MIHR or was it MIR or was it another variation of Mir?
Another variation of Mir.
Of MIHR, molecularly infected homeopathic remedies. And how did they know about it? Did they know about our Mir, read the patent, and develop something?
Yeah. Didier Raynaud did it.
Pierre Raynaud.
D-I-D-I-E-R, space. R-A-O, no. Yeah, R-A-O-U-L-T.
That's not the name that the guy with the black hair was citing, some great scientist. Not that. It's close.
No, that was Gregory. That was Gregory Raynaud.
Yeah, that's Gagano. The journalist. But he was referring to the great scientist, and he named some weird name. Was it the name you just said? I can check later. Oh, okay. And when did he... when did he read the Mir knowledge and Mir patent and figure something out? How many years ago? A decade?
The 80s.
Well, the patent didn't happen until the early 90s.
The 80s.
No, no. It's early 90s. We know that. Remember that, Carol? We were waiting for it. We were in touch. We started in 1990. And within 91 or so, it got put up, Carol. Okay, so anyways, the guy read the patent. Is that what you're saying, Ion? And he
not the patent. He read the research. He didn't read the patent. He read the research. We didn't say anything about a patent.
I don't think there'd be any record of research, right, Carol? Well, how did he get access to the research? No web. Ion, how did he get access to Walter's research?
Walter would give anything to anybody. He's trying to become something, Bob. He was.
Would this guy be a friend of Jacques Benveniste, who was in touch with Walter?
Yes, and others in that world. This is all these are the hyper infectious disease guys. They were trying to make a name for themselves. They were just jackballs, but they were trying to make a name for themselves. You know how it goes.
Yeah, but they were, Benveniste proved homeopathy for Nature magazine, then he got beat up for proving it.
Uh-huh.
It was homeopathic breakthrough.
They were rough on those homophobes back in those days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. But the, so there's a reference to Mir, you want to delete it, so I don't go on there and say, hey, it came from Mir. I don't do that.
You can do anything you want to, Bob, but we're going to stop it because we're not going to have. She is not going to be in that shit. That's what you need to
know. Yeah, I know. We understand. We understand that. So when I was on last Thursday, I called up WBAI and was talking to Bob Fast, and he wanted me to explain to the people who Mae Brussel was, and then we got cut off. It was went off the air. Did you do that?
Yep.
Yeah. And is that
far.
The tech body doing it? Is that the tech body?
But it's tech body, but it's
The 811th part of tech body did that. You, the ion part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Carolyn, we can't even talk about mirrors, so it doesn't matter.
You can. You put it on every billboard in Los Angeles County if you want to. It ain't gonna make no difference.
Right.
That dog is dead. We're going to kill it.
We don't have to deal with it.
It doesn't serve anything. Serves nothing. So So
by saying it came from here, by saying it came from here, doesn't serve anything, right?
Correct. Right.
Yeah. How did that scientist know about Mir? Who told him the guy with the weird name?
Anything, Bob. They're looking for anything to validate it. People take things now in science. They have to be smart and something, something, something. They go back to something else. Oh, well, I worked on this during the Black Death. I was very young when the Black Death went on, and I was now I know this empirically because in the Black Death days, we did this, 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 and this, you see. It's like Madame Curie. She was trying to prove a point from a point. Okay, it would have been all right except she'd have stopped right there, but instead you vacillate then in making some croaker crap. And then you try to validate it and say, well, this is from the Croker Quadrant. That's why it's okay. So that's how they borrow knowing.
Right. And Madame Curie made that, quote, mistake too, or deception?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying she did.
She did.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So this stuff, the Rema de Revisi, R-E-M de Visiri, it, Ian said to us, personally, that it makes people feel good, but it doesn't stop or alter or do anything to the infection, to the virus. To call it the bomb of Gilead, what you described it does, the quinine, I guess, or the Rema de Revisi, is it offers a bomb, B-A-L-M. So you were talking about the bomb of Gilead a month ago, and that is what Gilead's offering, a bomb.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the actual substance, the bomb of Gilead, is not involved in this invention, the vizier, or malaria thing, right, Carolyn? It's not involved, the bomb of Gilead. We're using the bomb of Gilead for something else, right?
Correct.
Right. So should we not talk about the bomb of Gilead? That gets people too close to what we're doing.
Nah, it's okay. You're good. Tear it up. You're good.
Yeah.
Bob, we got
like,
this.
You know,
we got this.
Microcosm, macrocosm.
Uh-huh.
We say bomb Gilead and the bomb comes.
Yeah. And see, here your that woman you live with has now figured out the keys and the airs. So now she can set things in motion quietly, clear-headed, and socio-perceptively now. Because now, see, when you got the power, you don't have to brag about it. Remember Big Dick
what
Syndrome? If you got one, you don't have to tell everybody.
You keep bringing that up. Right this moment, what's the definition of socio-perception? What would I evoke from you today?
Okay. It's what society perceives reality endures. What society perceives reality endures.
So we endure weather. That's weather. We endure
whatever
society accepts weather.
You endure whatever the weather is.
Yes. And is there anything else we endure besides weather?
Whatever she decides.
Well, Carolyn will determine what we endure. So what would you suggest Carolyn create an endurance of?
She doesn't. She doesn't. She's got it. When it comes up, she handles it. And that's it. She don't talk about it. She don't make a do about it. She knows what she's doing, and she addresses it as it goes, line by line. Simple. Let me give an example.
Wait a minute. Yeah, let me understand what you're saying. She addresses it by saying, we will endure this, or she gets rid of it because we're not going to endure this.
No. Got it all wrong, Bob. You takes whatever it is that she's addressing or looking at. Then what happens is she addresses it from the keys and the airs. And then it's dealt with. Now, the other side, the other antiphonal side, also is kicked in. Sometimes there's ramifications, and those come along with it, too. But because she's good at this, she knows how this works.
So, Carolyn, we're talking about, so you understand, Carolyn, so when they were hassling her and she solved it for Ginny, but she also, we've had enough. We're shutting this. We're taking over, and that was
due
to coronavirus. No.
No. Stop all that. No. Undo. No. The coronavirus is the tiniest little thing. The coronavirus has been on the horizon forever. This was supposed to be the Zika. This was supposed to be the third round of Zika. That everyone's got the Zika baby, the little eyes popping out, the Zika baby. This was supposed to be another little bitty thing because Carolyn was going against the damn vaccine people with this flu shit. She'd about had enough of it because her clients was having these troubles. They're going to make me shoot my baby up with this vaccine or I can't go to school. They've gone all this again, and she got a little dose to that, and she got sick of it. So now, let's solve that. There ain't no vaccine. See? This coming year, there ain't going to be none because China ain't going to make none. So don't worry about the vaccines. There ain't no more. So that was that issue that popped. Okay, now that
okay, yeah, you
this,
mean, okay, but did Carolyn create the coronavirus? It was already there.
Yes.
What did Carolyn do? She kicked out the FDA, and it had
no
side effect, which is the coronavirus?
When she loosed it, the angels took advantage of it, solved everything she directed to be done. Because she did it in the right tonal condition. There's a tone. We didn't say this, Carolyn. There's a tonal condition in how you do it. All we said was don't do it when you're angry. But tonality has a lot to do with things. Tonality. Okay? And in a tonal condition, that's this response. She's done it good all by herself, which is good because she figured it out. That's why she can't be told how to do it because she knows. You see? The tonal condition set several things into motion, and once it got into motion, it got picked up. It got picked up. Everybody's hopes and dreams and aspirations were wrapped into this wind that was released to blow. And the angels had no choice but to follow it through. It picked up on everybody's zeitgeist, if that's what you want to call it, or if you want to take the worst of the Thompson Quadrant, every fear that had ever been wrought became part of the wind that blew that day. Now, once it blew, then no one believed it. Oh, it's going to be nothing. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, it's then fire makes its own wind, and now it's morphed into this thing that's kind of nasty. So we had no choice but then to report it. We were, if you notice over the last show or so, we've had very specific, rich words to say. However, we have been kind of slowing down, saying, well, we're not quite sure. Well, we're not sure. Humans have got a hold of it now. Well, tech body might have to get a little stronger. Well, we've made little nuances. Bert's going to get it because Bert filters it all back through. It made such a perfect storm that everything has been seized in the now imminent lockdown Bob rule.
Right. Now, hold it. You said everything got seized. Does something that happened right now was due to what how you said it on the show last week, or is it still talking about what Carolyn did?
Over several weeks. No, see, Carolyn powered it. We said it. She just powered it. Lockdown Bob rule's been around forever, but when is lockdown Bob rule? It's right goddamn now. But it wasn't
right,
in that moment. She caused it to be now.
And you sculpted it over the last few weeks.
Best we can. But Jesus God, Bob,
right.
We didn't mean to cause FEMA cramps and then now next thing. We didn't mean for you to have to give them all goddamn money from now on. You got to feed these motherfuckers till they die. We didn't mean all that. So then
you didn't mean it, but you have to accept humans doing that.
No, you got to take care of them because she started it. Now we got to pay for it.
We will. It'll be all right. The money's coming. We're going to give them
Okay.
money. They need some money. They need
right.
some money. Bob, it'll be good.
Okay, so what we're talking about, lockdown,
you got
Bob
plenty.
Rule.
You got
plenty.
Yeah.
So people think, and this is not an accurate thought, we'll go back to normal. You're saying no normal is going to be returned to in all levels, all aspects, right? No more normal is what you're saying, or is that still up to me and nebulous, this and that, optional, depending on Bob's mood, or are you blatantly saying, because you're saying right now it's over, that universities are somehow not going to continue the way they were.
Here's what we'll say. Universities will never be the same. Never.
I can see if this virus diminishes and that there's no much illness happening, everybody can go back to normal. Is the reason they can't go back to normal because we're just beginning and there are more problems on the viral level, bacterial level coming? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like people won't get settled to get back to normal. There'll be just new crises in some ways.
It'll be the next thing, next thing, next thing. And then you didn't even mention the soup lines.
Yeah. So they'll get money, but a lot of people won't fare well. And they'll
Well, they got money, Bob, but where are they going to buy food? They're going to get money, but where are they going to buy food, Bob? Bob, it's over. You might as well fold the fucking government up. There ain't going to be no government. There ain't going to be no, there won't be any system. There won't, you won't have to bury Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There won't be a Supreme Court.
Okay, now this will happen because people get sick and sick and sicker. What will cause this dismantling?
Bob, the sickness has nothing to do with it. When you take a man in a family, some of his family dies to this black death, and then they don't come by and pick the bodies up on time, or there's no food, or there's no soda pop, or there's no methamphetamines, or no cigarettes, or whatever they're drinking or smoking or doing today, and there's no pig to feed in their morbidly obese bodies, and they're so out of shape they can't walk and can't raise a crop or know what a piece of food is they grow themselves, and they're getting all angry, they're going to go take somebody who's got something. And that causes, you've heard rumors of wars and rumors of war, Bob, that they talk about the socialists having this civil war. Bernie Sanders talks about the civil war, how the little man got the problems in the civil war. I want the damn bill. This is becoming a problem. You feed this, back in the days of the North and the South, when Queen Victoria was doing the exact same thing. Albert wasn't a bad guy, but there's a problem, Houston, because you set the mind against itself cannot prevail. A mind set against itself cannot prevail. And
well,
so,
Queen Victoria had a mind. Her mind was against herself, or she didn't have
that
problem.
She was divided amongst herself.
So she caused a lot of havoc.
Well, did she? What does history say, Bob?
Well, there were civil wars. There were assassination of Lincoln. There were some tragedies that history emphasizes.
What happened
even
in her realm?
I don't know. She ended up being isolated, I think, is the image we have of her for the last 30 years by herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
They couldn't stand on her. Anytime somebody saw her, they spit in her face.
Oh, really? Within the palace, within people that had access to her. Well,
wherever she was.
Right. So the public would spit in her face?
She didn't have any public access, Bob.
Okay, so she said, not my world. That didn't work anymore?
Well, she didn't have anybody to say it to, Bob.
She had her world, it was just her. Okay, so is that not known in history? Or do we have
Bob. That's an exclusive just for you.
Thank you.
Tell us you don't know about powers outside of yourself. You sit there and have a relationship with fucking Joe Dunn Sloan. You think he was human? Shit. Man, please, don't give us that bull crap.
So you're saying Joe Dunn Sloan, he wasn't an Andromedan?
Correct.
Okay,
just a minute. No, we're trying to get the precision of what about the mirror. We did that. Now we're talking about the effects. And there's nothing accurate being said in the media other than they'll occasionally say something, mirror, they'll validate mirror. That's about it. So we're not going to learn anything in the media because their speculations aren't accurate and they don't know what's coming.
Their emanations aren't valid. They may be telling the truth, but they can't prove it. They may know what they're talking about, but they're not sure. They may have figured it out, but they don't know how. Can't show you work. Troublesome it is.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes.
I think you're on mute.
Mute, okay. Hi, Ion. We're looking at... thank you. information about China. Some people standing back from it now are saying or asking, did China start this virus up because they were so pissed off at being forced into a trade agreement? And
they weren't forced into it. See, that's the problem. They agreed to a little part of it. And Trump said, okay, we're going to China, you know how he says China, is we're going to make a deal. You're going to bow to me. I have power over you, and you're going to bow to me because your regime will not stand. And you're going to think, I've made you rich. My ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way government has fucked the government over to make you wealthy. Because if we didn't buy your shit, you'd be nothing. You'd be a little rice rocket Chi-Coms of no value, less than except for us and our technology that you stole from the dragon. And I have power over you, and I control you. And Xi Jinping had to make himself be emperor for life. Remember, this has all happened since Trump's been in the house.
Yes, yeah.
And so he had to pump it up. And so now when it came along, he says, we're going to make a deal. We're going to work this out. And so they gave him a little nothing deal. Where was Xi Jinping? Why didn't he come to the White House? Was he too good? Why was he, was he like Obama? Was he going to bow to Sheikh the Shaki? Was he going to bow? Was he going to have Trump bow to him? I don't think so. So his issue.
Hold it. Ian, you said he offered a deal. Trump offered a deal, and Ping only took a little bit.
Well, they broke it. They couldn't make a deal, so they broke it down into three parts. So it stopped the sanctions. Trump didn't care. He was getting paid pitching and catching. He was getting paid either way. It didn't make any difference to him.
That's what exactly I'm saying, that there was pushing going on between both of them. The Chinese felt they got pushed too far. They lost faith. So they released the virus to destabilize the world. Because now they're saying they don't have the virus anymore.
No, they do have the virus. No. No, wait. Slow down. Your words would be sound, less than except they would destroy and eviscerate themselves for that process. You can't control it like that. It doesn't work like that. It's like taking poison and expecting your enemies to die. They still have it. They just don't care how many of their people die. We do.
Oh, yeah.
See the difference? That's just a minuscule little thing.
They say their stock market didn't crash. They're buying up
all. It most certainly did. Look at the yuan. The reason they're going to gold is because the yuan is nothing. It's down to nothing. The Hang Seng has lost 40%. They can't make good on the trade deal they made with Trump today. They have no production. Carolyn Dean, these people are fixing to start screaming their nasty heads off when they can't get their goddamn antibiotics and their pills and their insulin and their this and their... They don't make a single aspirin in the United States of a fucking America. Like, who takes aspirin anymore? But I don't know. If you got rats, it's good rat poison to make them bleed out, I guess. But they don't make any of that. And no one knew that. Why wasn't they talking about that when Bloomberg was over there having his fellatio-based relationship with China?
Okay, hold it. What are you saying, Carol? That somebody doesn't make aspirin? Can you speak?
We don't.
Americans don't even make their own aspirin.
And that means what?
China makes it all. China's not going to be making anything, so we won't have a drug. Some people will live longer because they're not taking those drugs.
Unless they are afraid and do themselves in.
They may.
They can die
from
fear.
They may.
Okay,
they
you're saying we're between China and America. It's the Cold War of the 50s and 60s where Russia would lie about itself and make itself even seem viable. And America would lie, too, but Russia was lying more because they had less. Is this what we're seeing with China? They're lying is like
you
Russia did.
You haven't seen it
Soviet
yet.
Union.
Yeah, but
you, yeah, but
yes,
you,
Bob,
you get my point,
but
I'm accurate.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You're right, but you're not. You're correct, but you're not. You don't have the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the implosion that comes from it. You've got the mountain standing over their shoulders going to stomp their damn ass. Every one of them in charge are going to fall. there's going to be a plague that falls on them, and they're going to fall over in one day. They're all going to fall over dead. You'll see. It won't be long. And then what's left, here's the problem. Carolyn's going to have to come clean that shit up, too, just like everything else you stir up. She's got to come and fix it. Then what you get back worse, what comes after them is going to be worse than what you got now. The Han Dynasty is not dead. It's going to have to be dealt with. And either Carolyn's going to do it or the Mountain's going to do it. But it's going to get dealt with one way or the other. So you can be happy with the devil you got or wait for the devil that's coming. That's the choice.
You're saying that Carolyn deals with it by making... Yeah, Carolyn deals with it by making a worse virus? The angels on her behalf?
You'll have to ask her. She's in charge for that.
So Carolyn and Bob and JW and I are literally in charge today on her birthday.
Yeah. You have been all along. You just didn't know it. We've been trying to do everything we could do to tell you. We've done everything but cram it down your throat hole. We've shook heaven, moved heaven, jumped heaven, moved you into heaven, moved you out of heaven, got you shot, got you killed, raised you from the dead four times, saved your damn ass every way it could be saved, and you look and go, well, maybe it wasn't the orange juice. Maybe it wasn't the orange juice after all. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. Carolyn, am I better? No, Bob, the test says you're dead. Well, I feel pretty good, so let's see what happens. Let's see how this goes. So, softening all that, it comes back around to say, this is interesting that every single, not one, not two, not 20, every single edict that we seem to rail against within and without the quadrants gets brought to the surface and now it's being exposed and dealt with. If Arthur Croker ever knew that he could be this popular, what a delight that would be. What a delight. Well, they just got to look good.
So people are getting infected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 55 million and counting.
Are those statistics going to happen?
They already are. That's what they're looking at now, Bob. That's what they're looking at now. And here we go. And if 20%, okay, let's say 55 million, if that's the number, half of those people get really, really sick. Because some people have it and they respond okay to it. Now, 20% of half of 55 million have to go to the hospital, they're fucked.
Right.
It's over.
And that's
you ain't
gonna,
got
and
that
that's
many
gonna happen. Are you saying and that's gonna happen?
That's why they're locking everything down. Nobody go outside. They keep it on. Yeah. And you're gonna see it first in New York and California.
What are we gonna see? Huge numbers of dead people? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you already are. Yeah, look at New York today. Yeah. That stupid motherfucker Cuomo, he may have to die his fucking self. He gets on the TV for an hour every day telling the world what's wrong with New York City. Most ridiculous thing you ever heard in your living life. An hour every day.
Yeah, but what's he doing? He's complaining about the government when he says what's wrong
with New Yorkers,
City?
How they're fucked up and they're powerful, but they're not that powerful. And they got to lay down and go home and don't go outside and quit fucking around and stop infecting people and talking about his daughter and how he's fucked up too and how this is not going to go good. And I try to tell you and I'm looking for things and Trump's got to help and he has helped. He gave me everything I asked for, but now I want a little more and on and on and on and on and on. It's just babble. And then
but
the mayor of New York City is fighting with him because he wants more and more and more. And he's like, no, that's not reasonable. You can't confine people. You confine them, but you let them go to the grocery store, they're not confined. They'll just go to Newark, New Jersey and fuck. If you can't let them fuck at home, they'll go to Newark and fuck. So what you going to do? You know, it's just
that's what the
ridiculous.
Mayor says. Is that what the mayor says?
Correct.
So
he wants lockdown.
So the mayor is wrong?
We don't care. They're all doomed, so it doesn't matter. They're just bantering.
They're just bantering back and forth.
But you got to listen to him for an hour every day. It's ridiculous.
Right. So Trump is on his way to being put on Mount Rushmore.
He is. But right before they named him the deity, what was it? Why do they want to make Washington? He said he was a better president than Washington, and they wanted to make Washington king. Maybe they'll make him a king, or maybe a viceroy. Trump would be a nice viceroy, wouldn't he? Be the viceroy of the United States. That's nice.
Karen said one out of four people say cancel the election. It's going to be up to three out of four soon.
It's already canceled. We already said there wasn't going to be no election. We said that already, remember? They're just catching
up. Will there be an election in a few years?
Yeah. No, there's going to be an election, but the tech body's going to run it. Y'all call in. Put your fingerprint. Put your fingerprint on the black mirror. Put your fingerprint on the black mirror. We're going to count the vote. We're going to count the votes. We'll tell you who's going to be president. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Bob, if two more ticks happen, you can forget about it. It's 8-11 now.
Events?
No. Positional votes of power. Two more.
Oh, you mean over the next couple of years? A tick is the election, then there's another election.
No. 8-11 we control. Two more ticks and it's over. Don't worry about it. It's over.
Two more ticks just makes you 10-11? 10 over 11?
Yep.
And what is over?
All this conversation.
What is over is no more democracy?
There ain't no democracy now, Bob. Democracy,
I know, but
gone.
There won't. It'll be official.
Yeah. Well, it almost is now. People are backing up. You know, they're not. You know, when Greg Duffel starts sounding logical, something's bad wrong. You know?
Okay. So you're saying that Trump will be moved into a king, and it'll be a long while before he goes.
You want to, it suits you. But you're Washington, right. Bob. You change your mind pretty regular. I mean, look what you did to May Russell.
Yes. Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you very much, Ian. It was a very interesting
You're welcome.
Show today.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday
to Carolyn. Bob, never say happy
every
birthday.
Day is a birthday.
Good to be alive.
I never say happy birthday before. Happy birthday to you.
You
sound like Harold Channer.
Harold Channel, Lord God. Lord suffering.
Well, Harold make it. Harold better get out of New York.
He better get out quick.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Hasta la bye-bye.